Hello, and welcome to Revolutionary Parenting. I'm your host, Denise Mira. I'm so glad you've joined me. If you're a parent, a mom, a dad, a step parent, a foster parent, a caregiver, maybe a children's ministry worker, if you are relating to children at any level, I'm here to help and support you. And that is my heartbeat. It is my passion. It is my calling. And you may be thinking, well, who are you and what do you have to say about parenting? Well, let's just start there and I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I have been married to my husband, Gregory, for over four decades. We have five sons who are adults now. Three of them are fathers and homeschool dads. And I have six grandchildren so far, many more to come. And I am passionate about parenting. I'm called to help parents parent. And it is my absolute joy to speak about parenting. Winston Churchill says this, "A fanatic is one who won't change his mind and can't change the subject." Everything I see, it feels like I see through the lens of parenting. I know that parenting is revolutionary at every level. And that's why this podcast is called Revolutionary Parenting. I believe and hold fast to the truth that the hand that rocks the cradle still rules the world. And I like to say that the hand that rocks the cradle rocks the world. I know this from experience. See, I'm probably like you in many, many ways. When all this started over four decades ago, I really wasn't interested in having children. I loved kids and I worked with kids and I had siblings that I loved and I helped around the house and I babysat, but I didn't get how revolutionary kids were or parents were. And now I know. I know with all my heart, after raising five sons, how revolutionary parenting really is. I am a veteran homeschool mom. I am an author and a speaker, and I wrote the book called No Ordinary Child, Unlocking the Leader Within Your Child. And so I have been speaking on parenting, writing on parenting for periodicals. I've spoken at on college campuses. I've spoken at men's retreats. I've spoken at women's retreats. I've spoken in churches literally across the globe. And it always boils down, it seems, to parenting, because I know the power that you as a mom or a dad or a caregiver of some sort has in the life of a child. I believe with all of my heart that if we look around at society, society's problems aren't just society's problems. They typically, if we connect the dots, boil down to a parenting problem. I know that as we look around at who runs the world, if we connect the dots to who raised that child, who imprinted their DNA, not only physically, biologically, but in their mindset, in their ethos, in their faith, in their worldview, is ultimately what formed and fashioned the character of that child who's now making decisions that trickle down all the way to how much we pay for our groceries, to how much crime is in our neighborhoods, to what our taxes look like on April 15th. I believe with all of my heart that parenting is revolutionary. A revolution is a drastic and far-reaching change in ways of thinking and believing. I say in my book that it's up to us parents to create our own revolution in our homes for our sons and daughters. We don't have time to wait for someone else to do it because by then it's going to be too late. That's all about what I'm about, is helping you as a mom or dad create your own revolution in your home with your sons and daughters. Because I know that as you employ revolutionary principles, there will be a shift so dynamic, so powerful, so far-reaching. If you look around today, did you know that we are living in the most anxious, depressed, suicidal generation in the history of our nation? I would say that it's fair to say that we need a revolution in our parenting that will then trickle down to become a revolution in our nation. I believe with all of my heart that parents are the key to great societies. Parents are the key to freedom in our nation. Parents are the key to raising children who will change nations. As a young mother, I didn't see so clearly. I underestimated the power that I had in my hands. I underestimated the potential of my five sons around my feet. And I really believe that the Lord broke in on me through the reading of His Word and through spending time in His presence and began to show me that parenting wasn't just daycare. Parenting wasn't just managing the lives of my children and managing our home life. Parenting was the key to everything, everything. As you look at your children today, I want you to comprehend the absolute inestimable potential in that raw material of a boy or a girl in your care. I would venture to guess that you really may not even know who that little guy is, who that little girl is sleeping in their beds tonight at your house. I know that I didn't know at the time. And what I know now boggles my mind. I was reading last night in a book on the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, those guys who developed flight. And one of their relatives said this: history was being made in Orville and Wilbur's little bicycle shop and in their home. But the making was so obscured by the commonplace that I did not recognize it until many years later. And I have to tell you that as I raised my five boys, history was being made in my home, but it was so obscured by the commonplace that I did not realize it really until decades later. And my heart beats to help parents like you see beyond what they can see with their eyes, the sticky kitchen floor, the dirty dishes, the dirty diapers, the weariness, the bad behaviors, the struggles, the sleepless nights, the tedium. I want to help you not to have your vision obscured by the commonplace around you, the struggles you might be experiencing in your marriage, the lack of a grandma or a grandpa or an aunt or an uncle to help you, the bills, the 40% inflation rate, the taxes due, everything that can so overwhelm you, I refer to as the dailies, those things that could drown out the understanding that is so vital for you to have, to know the power in your role as a mom or a dad. And if I can help pull back the veil and reveal to you the revelation of who you really are and what you're really doing behind the scenes, then I've done my job. Because I know that as you see who you really are as a mom or a dad or a caregiver, who you really are as a children's minister, who you really are as a teacher, who you really are as an aunt or an uncle or a foster parent, if I can help to pull back the veil and show you how revolutionary your role is as you impress upon that child, as you shape and mold their DNA in the time that you have allotted to you with that child, whatever timeline you're on, whether it's temporary or whether it's full time. If I can help to pull back that veil and reveal to you the truth of your superpower as a parent, as a caregiver, there will be a revolution in your world. There will be a shift in how you approach that child. There will be an understanding that revitalizes you, that explodes in your heart and mind the truths of the power of parenting. If we look around us and understand that everything we see around us is created and decided and impacted by adults who once were children in the care of their parents. They were once children who were being loved and nurtured or were being managed. They were being mentored and discipled and impressed and taught and trained, or they were just being managed and dropped off here and there and sort of seen but not heard. There are two very distinct ways that we can approach our child rearing, and that is either mentoring or managing. And so I want this podcast, I want this series of interviews and sharings and teachings, Q&A, whatever the podcast brings on that particular day, I want it to nudge you, to stir you, to impact you so that normal can become extraordinary, so weariness can become strength and courage, so discouragement can become empowered, revitalized encouragement and faith. I want this podcast to be energy that is translated to you to rise up. No, not to work harder and struggle more and try harder. I want this podcast to be an infusion of grace, an infusion of understanding, an injection of empowerment in your role, a sudden shift in your thinking, a mindset hack, a spiritual infusion. I want this podcast to be what you need to connect the dots so that you too can experience the fulfillment, the joy, the revolution that changes everything for you and your children, which in turn will change everything about our world. I know that my sons now, as their homeschool dads themselves, as their men who are anchored to Christ, who are men loving their wives, they're men who people line up to hire at their companies for their entrepreneurial endeavors. They're men who are agents of change. They're men who are compassionate culture creators who are canceling literally death warrants of those around them, bringing hope, bringing joy, bringing truth, bringing empowerment, bringing help practically, spiritually. See, I didn't know back then that the world around me was pleading with me down the corridors of time. Denise, raise revolutionaries to change the world. Raise revolutionaries who will employ drastic and far-reaching ways of thinking and believing so that these pockets of darkness can become light. Raise revolutionaries, Denise, please, because Texas needs you. Australia needs life. Florida needs hope. South Africa is longing for change. Canada is longing for life. Because now, everywhere, that my son's step everywhere. Their voice is lifted everywhere. Their words are spoken. Their songs are sung. There is change. There is life. There is hope that springs. And that's what revolutionary parenting is all about, my friend. So if I were to, in a nutshell, articulate what this podcast is all about, it is about helping you, first of all, conceive in your heart and mind the infinite power that you hold in your hand as a mom or a dad, and the infinite power in that little seed, male or female, that's in your care. And then for me to transfer by God's grace anything and everything that He's developed in me as a gift to you, to help you, to assist you, to lift your burden, to encourage your heart, to open your eyes, to see things perhaps you've never seen before, so that you can do things you've never done before. So thank you for joining me on this very first edition of Revolutionary Parenting, the podcast. I look forward to meeting up with you more and more in the days ahead. And I look forward to seeing all that takes place in your life, in your children's lives, as you come along on this journey. Every blessing to you and yours.